Commentator Donald McCaig and his wife inhabit a vast remote landscape of a different kind, a sheep farm that spans hundreds of acres in the Allegheny Mountains of Virginia. He tells us that nothing is ever really lost on his farm, especially the memories of a beloved companion.
The frost heaves lost objects back into the light, and our sheep churn the soil, and one day what had disappeared comes back again. A quarter century ago, our barn roof blew off, but every spring I still find red roofing nails where that barn landed. A Discovery Channel salmon lost his glasses here 3 years ago. Don't worry, I told him, they'll turn up. Well, they did. Unfortunately, he dropped them in the lamb lot where we feed our lambs, and the lambs had trodden them. I washed them off and mailed them back to him. You could still see through one of the lenses. I found a rusted pocket knife today, a buck knife of Olding Hunter. In the late 60s, Greenwich Village would-be artists wore one on their belts. We were honest workmen, or we wanted to look like one. I had one when we moved from New York City to this remote Appalachian farm. Finding a rusty tool on the farm isn't unusual. What was unusual about this knife was that the blade was open. Mercy. 25 years ago, not long after we started raising sheep, our old ewe grandma was laboring but couldn't deliver her lamb. When you're on your knees with one hand inside a sheep and she's straining weakly and you're not getting anywhere and the vet's 90 minutes away and you don't know what to do next, that's a bad feeling. We called our neighbor Ansel Luxford to come help. Ansel was a real sheepman. For an hour or so, he tried everything he could think of, but the lamb's head was too big to fit through Grandma's cervix. Grandma was exhausted. She wasn't laboring anymore, and we were going to lose the mother and the lamb. He didn't care to do it, Ansel said, but if we wanted, he'd try a cesarean. If I killed the ewe, he'd cut the lamb out of her. I got the .22 and set the muzzle against Grandma's head and pulled the trigger. Since a lamb couldn't live long with no blood flowing through its umbilical cord, Ansel swiftly cut through muscle and tissue until he opened the uterus and jerked Grandma's last lamb into the light of day. He swung the lamb to clear her nostrils. The lamb sneezed, and her ribs heaved with breath, and she baaed. And Grandma lifted her head and baaed back. I shot her again. The knife I found 25 years later was the knife Ansel used to save Grandma's lamb. It's rusted and no good for anything now, but remembering. Grandma's great-great-great-great-great-great-granddaughter had her first lamb in October. She didn't have any trouble delivering it or mothering it. She comes from a very long line of good mothers.
Donald McCaig lives on a farm in the western mountains of Virginia.